This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It is the Timberwolves and the Trailblazers tonight from Target Center. And the Timberwolves, after tonight, have a really tough week schedule-wise. It's just crazy when you look at that upcoming schedule. We'll get into all things Wolves with Chris Hine, who covers the club for the Star Tribune, and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Chris, good to visit with you.
How you doing, Steve? Good to talk to you again, as always.
Yeah, I've got to start with the deadline. The Timberwolves didn't make any moves, but the Kevin Durant rumors were flying, and it was, could it happen? Well, it didn't, but and that was really interesting because there was that blockbuster Davis ultimately from the Lakers to the Mavericks, and Luka Doncic moves over to L.A., but wow, the Kevin Durant rumors, that was something.
Yeah, you know, I think it's the Doncic trade is a lesson in the NBA, never say never to anything. And I think with the Kevin Durant stuff, I think there would be some mutual interest there on Kevin Durant's part, perhaps, to coming to play with Anthony Edwards, somebody who has become a good friend of his, and they've developed a really close relationship. Obviously, this was Ant's favorite player growing up. They played in the Olympics together. They came off the bench together for most of the Olympics, and they really formed a special connection. So, you know, in the NBA, that stuff matters. The relationships, the friendships, all that stuff kind of matters when it comes to player movement and acquisition. So, you know, never say never. And just because it didn't happen now doesn't mean it can't happen down the road, potentially, as circumstances change and, you know, the trajectory of franchises change. So, you know, just keep an eye on that for the future. And, you know, one thing, shameless plug on my part, but I have a book coming out about Anthony Edwards this spring. And one of the chapters deals with that relationship between Kevin Durant and Anthony Edwards. So you could see how their friendship really formed and the bond that they formed over the summer.
And I would assume that book will be available wherever you buy books.
That's correct. Yeah, you got HarperCollins. My publisher, the book is titled Ant, simply A-N-T. It's up on Amazon, anywhere you can buy books. Hopefully a good collector's item, at least, for every Timberwolves fan.
Yeah, and Ant is really playing well. And it's one of those things, and I think you and I have discussed it, and I've kind of said it to anybody who will listen. I had a theory that when Cat was traded, it was, I'm the guy. And that was part of the Timberwolves' struggles early. Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, Cat has moved on, is in New York. There's certainly big changes with this organization, but with Ant in particular, all of a sudden now he's the guy for the Timberwolves, a team that is expected to get on a deep playoff run, and with that it's a bit of a burden. Well, as of late, he's been great.
He's been fantastic throughout the month of January and continuing into February. He's played his best basketball of the season. It was a rough December, for him. His averages and everything were way down, but he really picked it back up. Really, you know, the turning point, I think, really was that moment after the Boston game in early January. If you remember, that was the game where he spent about 5 minutes after the game basically complaining about all the double teams he was seeing and how difficult it was on a night-in, night-out basis. If you go back and just look at his numbers from that point onward, I think that was maybe, you know, a moment where he realized he had to try harder and do better. For as much as he was venting to the media in that moment, I think after that, he came into the facility and was basically like, you know, that's not really me. I'm going to do better. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And really, since that moment, he's really turned it on this season and playing some of his best basketball. And, you know, quite honestly, these last two wins that they had, they don't have them if Anthony Edwards doesn't play as well as he did in both of them, because both of those games had perilous moments where they could have lost, and they didn't, because Anthony Edwards took control at various moments in those games and led them to a win.
Yeah, and it's imperative that there are a lot of other good players. They have experience. They have some young guys. They have a lot of the ingredients. And as I mentioned, Randall and DiVincenzo figured to be a key part of it and will be a key part of it down the stretch when healthy. They are not available right now. So it's even more important that Ant is playing at a very high level and willing the team to victories.
This is it. This is what you have to do in the NBA, and this is what you have to do to be a superstar in the NBA. Sometimes you have to put the team on your back and just lead them through these tough stretches when guys are out and you need wins in the middle of February. You know, this is what it means to be a superstar in the NBA. It's having that kind of an impact on the game night in, night out, you know, no matter how you're feeling. Get over your sluggishness, your fatigue, whatever you're feeling, and try to get a win and do the best you can to get a win. And that's where I think Ant has made his biggest progression in 5 years. He brings it more often on a night-in, night-out basis than he used to. And even if the shot isn't falling, the effort is there, the competitiveness is there. You know, so I think that's where he's made his biggest strides. And when you're a max player now, you know, let's face it, he's making a lot of money now. He's not on his rookie deal anymore. So you have to live up to the expectations of that contract. And you are the franchise leader. So there are certain nights where other guys may not have it going, and you have to put it on yourself to help them get that win.
Chris Hine joining us from the Star Tribune. Timberwolves, Blazers tonight. Quite a week. Cavaliers Monday, Bucks Wednesday. The Bucks have had one of those years where it's kind of like, injuries to Giannis, et cetera. And then the Oklahoma City Thunder here on Thursday, and they've been phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a rough week. Close out the break here, and then they play Oklahoma City again two more times on the opposite side of the break. So really, like, you know, the next 2 weeks of games that they have from the schedule standpoint are going to be tough. But honestly, once they clear that, it's a fairly easy schedule the last 2 months of the season. And there's going to be a lot of stretches where I think they have some very winnable games. And at that point in the season, the teams that are tanking are really going to be tanking, you know, and you're going to see some maybe weird lineups from certain teams. Like, for instance, the Wolves still have to play Utah three more times the rest of the season. Utah has no interest in winning games right now. So, you know, you look at the schedule, Charlotte's on there, Utah's on there, some of the teams that are really struggling are on there. So if you can get by this next kind of stretch of two games, you know, try to at least pull off one or two of those Oklahoma City games, you know, you can set yourself up to really make a run post All-Star break, just because I think the schedule will break in their favor a little bit.
And lo and behold, look at the NBA standings at the moment. They're at the magic number 6 in the Western Conference. And really, that's the goal. I mean, sure, number 1 or number 2 is nice. You just want to avoid the play-in. I mean, number 1, get in the postseason. But avoid the play-in tournament. It's all good, considering where they've been this year. at times where it's kind of like, is this team going to win more than 41 games? Now it's like, hey, they're in the six. They still have a lot of games to play. Ant's playing well. There is a reason for optimism.
There is. You know, you got to get back healthy as well. And, yep. You know, by all indications so far, Dante and Julius, you know, they'll be reevaluated in about a week or so. And, you know, you hope by the time they're playing after the All-Star break that those guys are back. But that's just it. I think at this point right now, you know, you want that sixth seed. That should be the goal, the main goal for the rest of the season. Because, you know, this is a team that proved last postseason that it can win on the road in the playoffs. So home court advantage, as nice as it is to have, isn't the be-all, end-all that it used to be. But avoiding the play-in tournament, I think, and the randomness of that is what they should be focused on here from here on out. And, you know, you look at some of the teams that may finish in the three slot. It could be Houston, who's unproven in playoff, you know, a playoff situation, right? It could be Memphis, who I think the Wolves are very familiar with Memphis and how they play and what they would need to do in a series against Memphis. So I don't think if you end up as the sixth seed that any of the potential matchups 6-3 are going to scare you all that much. So I think that should be their goal. That's got to be their focus, avoiding that play-in. Because if you get in the play-in, then there's a possibility exists that you end up as the eighth seed, and you don't want to face Oklahoma City in the first round if you can help it.
Yeah, 41-9 Thunder. Wow. They are good. They're young. And you never know how it's going to play out in the NBA, but their window appears to be wide open and could be a long window to be a major factor in the West for years.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a scary thing about where Oklahoma City is right now. And they have a treasure trove of draft picks that I think a lot of people around the league are like, when are they going to cash some of these in to make like a major, you know, a major move, right? Because that's usually the move. You get good, and then you can push in these draft picks to try to acquire another superstar or something like that. And they're doing it. They're doing all this without having sacrificed hardly any of their draft capital to get there. So, you know, it's a scary situation for the rest of the league. But at the end of the day, you know, you look at what Oklahoma City has now, and you just hope that, okay, they have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. If you can try to limit everybody else around him, you have a shot. You know, but that's tough. That's a tough ask when you have Jalen Williams playing as well as he is and Chet Holmgren coming back, and we've seen what Chet can do when he's healthy. You know, it's a talented, deep team right there.
Yeah, for sure, and rightfully so, leading the Western Conference. Couple of quick thoughts before we let you go, by the way. Timberwolves and Blazers, Target Center tonight, 7 o'clock on free over-the-air TV. I love it. Tip of the cap to the Timberwolves to make some games on free over-the-air TV there on Care 11 tonight at 7 o'clock. The Doncic trade, your quick thoughts on that. I know it caught the sports world by surprise. What do you make of that?
I mean, it caught everybody by surprise. I think for me, it comes down to two separate thought processes. And I think one of them I don't really fault Dallas for, but the second one I would. Number one is you've decided that, okay, you're not going to be in the Luka Doncic business going forward because you don't like his habits, his conditioning, or whatnot, right? So, okay, you've made that decision. Right or wrong, that's the decision you've made, and you're the organization that knows him best. But I think where they erred was not opening up the trade process to perhaps the biggest kind of bidding war in NBA history for a superstar. And I think that's where you fault some of the process, right? It's the potential return that you get for a 25-year-old who could be an MVP candidate for the next 7 to 9 or 10 years, right? So that, to me, is where the Mavericks really erred, and the Lakers really benefited as a result, because Dallas did not extract all that it could for Luka Doncic in that trade.
What about Davis to the Mavericks? And they have Kyrie Irving, and they have some other pieces. I mean, this is a team that went to the finals. Doncic, obviously, a huge part of it. But Davis is no slouch when healthy.
He's not, and, you know, it's not coincidentally use the term when healthy, because I just saw on Twitter that he's doubtful to return to their game today because of a lower body injury. So, you know, that's just it. When healthy, I think that Mavericks team could be a good team. Like, that's, you know, in the short term, the Dallas Mavericks should be very good, right, with Anthony Davis, as long as he's healthy. But, you know, I think people just look at that trade and it's like Luka Doncic is 25 years old. Anthony Davis is 31, right? The clock is ticking on the peak of Anthony Davis's career, whereas Luka Doncic has a much longer runway of potential sustained excellence and success. So, you know, yes, I agree with you that in the short term, Dallas will be fine. But I just, for the next decade, that's going to be a tough trade to look at, you know, especially when we get 5, 6, 7 years down the road.
And then finally, just a quick thought, Jimmy Butler to the Warriors. Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, day in, day out together. Wow.
Well, let's see. Let's see how it plays out. You know, maybe there will be a mutual respect there, right? You know, because they're both very tough-minded guys who like playing defense, right? So who knows? Maybe they'll actually get along well. But you know, it's an interesting move. Golden State is obviously saying, "Look, we're not going to try to waste the last couple of years of Steph Curry's brilliance here." And so this was the move they made to push their chips in and kind of sacrifice their future a little bit for this one last push that they think they can make. And I don't know that I would have done it, but they made that move, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, can they get into the tournament? We'll see about it. Chris, always great. Thanks for the time.
Yep, no problem, Steve. Anytime.
There he is, Chris Hine, covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Quick break. We'll have the weather. We'll talk NASCAR. The Daytona 500's coming up, the Great American Race. Jordan Bianchi from The Athletic will join us here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.